Hello, beautiful Madrons. This is Priestess Kat Lupton, welcoming you to the December reading. And we are now in the season of Yule, the season of winter rest, of stillness and dreaming and listening to the weaving of the stars in the deep dark winter nights. And one of the goddesses that we celebrate at this time in the Wheel of Avalon and Bridania is the Welsh goddess Arianrhod. And so I'd like to read to you for this season from a wonderful little book about Arianrhod by Christopher Hughes in the Pagan Portals series. I'm going to read some extracts from the introduction and the first chapter, in which Christopher delves into the mysteries and meanings of Arianrhod or Aranrod's name. To engage with Arianrhod is to step into a mystery that was old when the world was new. Her song is a unique fusion of deep mystery combined with socio-political and religious syncretism. She is the product of tens of thousands of storytellers that stretch impossibly through time. She is a whisper that rises from a tumultuous river whose snare encompasses the land. She has become the weaver, the silver wheel, the light of the Corona Borealis, the northern crown which is said to be her abode in the starry skies. She has taken to a spinning wheel to twist and turn the silvery threads of contemporary Western paganism as it found its tentative feet under the table of modern spirituality. And yet, through all that, there is something missing. A nuance that feels out of reach, a poetry to her nature that cannot be fathomed or deciphered easily. She slaps the face of social norms. She behaves in manners that are simultaneously empowered whilst judged as unwomanly by medieval audiences. Her wrath and anger at her shaming is tangible in the pages and songs of myth. Her revenge is swift and unwavering. She crackles with stubbornness, with fury and resentment. She abandons her children to fates unknown, or at least they appear unknown on the surface of things. She teases reactions that are pitifully and obviously human, and she does so in a manner that invites the reader or listener to feel her presence. But who is she? Arianrhod, goddess of the silver wheel, mystery and wisdom in your name concealed. You weave the threads of fate with skill, to your child your destiny now distill. Radiant dawn and raging river, your mystery held in gold and silver. You hold the key to my destiny, my journey through life's tapestry. A still point on the wheel of time. Arianrhod, your wisdom is spoken in rhyme. Fate's now woven and spun by your hand, guiding my spirit to understand. O Arianrhod, mother of rebirth, in your raging wisdom I find my worth. Bless me with your grace divine as I walk the path of your design. To consult the University of Wales's Dictionary of the Welsh Language, we will discover that the suffix rot is directly related to the Indo-European rot, meaning wheel, which gave rise to the Latin term rota, also meaning wheel. The meaning and significance of rot in modern Welsh is olwyn, which literally and figuratively means wheel. It also signifies a sphere or a circle, the orbit of a planet, the firmament or heavens, and refers to fortune and, perhaps most interestingly, fate. These correlations are present in the common neo-pagan meaning of the name Arianrhod as the silver wheel. Whilst the silver element is problematic for some scholars, it can safely be said that the suffix rod does refer to something that is turning, spinning or in perpetual motion, or indeed related to fate. When we consider the mythological function and attributes of Arianrhod as a goddess figure who is responsible for the doling out of fate, this adds an interesting and relevant feature to her name. In studying her name, we must consider the meanings of both Aran and Arian to understand the dynamics of meaning, for both have an important part to play in the making of the goddess. By consulting the Dictionary of the Welsh Language, it can be determined that the term Arian refers to the metal silver, the chemical element, or to anything that shines with a silvery and bright light. In considering these silvery attributes, we must also address the modern associations and attributes placed upon Arianrhod. In contemporary pagan practice, she has evolved to be a goddess of the moon, a star goddess associated with the Corona Borealis or the Northern Crown. She is often identified as a goddess of reincarnation, fate and destiny, but also with divination, prophecy and the dead. Her association with the moon as the silver wheel, though, whilst it may be symbolically obvious, is tenuous at best. The Corona Borealis is identified as Caer Arianrhod in Welsh literature, but this seemingly is from the pen and imagination of the poetic genius and literal forger Iolo Morganwy. There is little evidence beyond him to substantiate a claim that Arianrhod is connected to the constellation. Others have made a comparison between the physical location of the fort off the coast of northwest Wales and the position of the Corona Borealis in proximity to the Milky Way. These ideas are intriguing and beautiful, but alas, they have little foundation within the mythical and bardic traditions of Wales. Mountains and still points. In his notes, the Welsh scholar Sir Eyfor Williams tended to favour the prefix Aran as opposed to Arian, and refers this to the various mountains in North Wales that contain it as a component of their names. Interestingly, the mountains he refers to are in the region that Arianrhod's primary mythology is located. In his observations also, Williams briefly touches upon a peculiarity of the Welsh language, mutations, in which significant meaning can be gleaned, but paradoxically made unavailable to those who do not comprehend them. And following this, I'm inclined to follow William's theory of mutational change, in which case Aran appears as the mutation of Garan. According to the Dictionary of Welsh Language, the term Garan has two distinct meanings, the first being a crane or heron, and the second referring to a leg, shaft, shank or axle. When we consider the name Arianrhod, it is evident from the structure of the word and its suffix meaning wheel or something that is turning, that we are unlikely to be dealing with a reference to her legs or shanks, but rather to the more mysterious and perhaps on immediate appearance, the nonsensical, the axle or shaft. The sacred axle. The function of an axle in spirituality is not uncommon. If we look to Hindu and Buddhist sources, the necessity for a stable axle is essential for turning of the wheels of life. The axle is essential for the proper equilibrium of wheels and provides the driving force to propel them forwards in a balanced fashion. In doing so, the axle maintains a force that keeps the wheels spinning in relation to one another, even if the wheels are a distance apart. The stillness at the centre. Taken from this perspective, the name Aranrod can be interpreted as the still point, the centre, the facilitator of turning wheels. The implication here is that Aranrod is not the wheel per se, but rather the force that enables its turning. When we consider this in relation to her actions in her primary mythology, which is the fourth branch of the Mabinogi, the stillness at the centre. Taken from this perspective, the name Aranrod can be interpreted as the still point, the centre, the facilitator of turning wheels. The implication here is that Aranrod is not the wheel per se, but rather the force that enables its turning. When we consider this in relation to her actions in her primary mythology, the fourth branch of the Mabinogi, our perspective of her function can change dramatically. For hidden within her name is a quality that expresses the action of someone who knew exactly what she was doing. She is often misunderstood and judged for her actions in her myth. However, when we consider the meaning of her name, her mystery is made clearer. As an axle, her function is the turning of not one, but two wheels, linked together by her power and momentum. The subjects that the wheels represent may not be conscious of each other, but they are turning in relation to the force that she imposes. She is the axle that drives the wheels of the entire myth towards the ultimate transformation and initiation of the main protagonist, her son. We shall delve deeper into this later. In the narrative, she is often portrayed and can appear as the obvious antagonist, and this would have been highly entertaining for a medieval audience. Yet when we scratch at the surface, her secrets can be revealed. If she is the axle that moves the wheels of mythology, we must also consider the mystery that myth is something that never happened, and yet it happens all the time. Myth is happening to you right now. When myth exists in the moment, we can perceive how the forces that Aranrod governs are at play in your life in this very second. When we move into this understanding, we can deepen our relationship with Aranrod and her functionality. When we need to analyse the movement of the wheels of our living, the goddess that we should look to for advice and clarity is Aranrod, the sacred axle, the axis around which your life turns.